Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of 2nd February 2004, 25th point in the series of Mera Baba. All souls of the world need Sakash from you. According to time, all souls now need the sustenance of powers. You know that there is a wave of sorrow and peacelessness among souls. So do you and these ancestors who you worthy of worship souls feel mercy for your dynasty? When there is an atmosphere of total peacelessness, the military and the police become equally, especially alert. In the same way, in today's atmosphere, do you ancestors consider yourselves to be instruments for special service? Do you have the awareness that you are instrument for the whole world? Today all souls of the world need Sakash from you. Do you experience yourself to be the unlimited ancestor souls? Do you remember service of the world, or you only remember the service of your center? Today souls are calling out to you ancestors, you deity souls. They are all calling out to their own different gods and goddesses, their deities. Come, forgive us, have mercy on us. So can you hear the sound of the devotees? Can you hear this or not? No matter which religion souls belong to, when you meet them, do you meet them considering yourselves to be the ancestor of all the souls? Do you experience that they too are the branches and twigs of you ancestors? It is you ancestors who give Sakash to them too. Bring the picture of your Kalpa tree in front of you and look at yourself to see your position. You are in the roots. You are also the trunk. Together with that, look at yourself in the supreme abode. The place of you ancestor soul is with the Father, close to Him. You know this, do you? When you meet any soul with this intoxication, then souls of every religion will look at you with the vision. You are ours. You belong to us. If you meet others with the intoxication, awareness, vision and attitude of being their ancestors, they would also have that feeling of belonging. Because you are the ancestors of everyone, you belong to everyone. By your serving with this awareness, every soul will experience that they have once again found their ancestors and their specially beloved deities. Then, in terms of being worthy of worship, your worship is so great. No righteous soul or great soul is worshipped in the right way as you deity souls are. They too become worthy of worship, but they are not worshipped with discipline in the right way as you are. Look at your praise too. People sing devotional song of praise with such discipline and they perform aarti. Only you ancestors become worthy of worship in this way. So do you consider yourself to be such souls? Do you have the intoxication? Do you have the intoxication? So Baba is again and again reminding us who we are. We are ancestors. We are forefathers of this world. We are the progenitors of this soul. And where is our position in this Kalpa tree? In the trunk as well as we are in the roots. And look at the supreme abode, Paramdham. Where are we? Very much close to Father. So these are the two visions Baba has given in this Murli. First of all, imagine yourself, envisage yourself, visualize yourself as if I am sitting in the roots of the entire Kalpa tree and all powers are going out from me. I am emitting out all the divine powers and these virtues and these rays, vibrations, beams which are emanating from me, they are spreading across the entire tree. Each and every twig, each and every leaf, each and every flower, each and every fruit, each and every branch of this tree is gaining this nutrition from me. I am the main nutrient. From me everything is arising. I am at the root of this Kalpa tree. So have this vision. Whether you do it in the morning or in Numasham or evening yoga. But you have to have this. Because we have to give sustenance of power. Baba says there is an atmosphere of utter peacelessness in this world. Utter peacelessness. Recently we heard the Murli, Avyakta Bhavdada's Murli, all the three authorities, religion, politics and science, upheaval, lot of upheaval is there. And your position is at the top. So you have to remember, where are you? I am at the top. Two visions. Top, one is this confluence age. If you think of the cycle, this clock, we are at the top. And if you think of entire, so you are in the Paramdham. So have the practice of going to Paramdham. So one is this, going to the roots, Yes, I am sustaining the entire tree. Another practice is that I am in Paramdham, very much close to the Father. And this entire tree is upside down. You can imagine this. This is a human tree and it is upside down in reverse. And I am up. And from me all the powers are going down and it is reaching each and every soul. Every soul is hanging there by some invisible threads in supreme abode. Volcanic yoga is the same. To spend as much time as possible in supreme abode. The other day, one sister was saying, when she was asked by Brother Shyam, with the relationship she remembers Baba the most, she said, no relations. But actually she was talking about the yoga of Paramdham. There also, but some people I have seen, they say that we try to communicate with Baba and we say that he is our father, mother, brother, everything. In supreme abode also. But actually, yes, that can be done. But in supreme abode, there are just souls. No words. It's a world beyond words. It's a world beyond sound. It's a world beyond actions. Beyond thoughts. Beyond time. Timelessness. Utter timelessness. So, to stay in Paramdham for a long time, how much we are practicing this? For this, you require a very strong, very stable state of the mind. So that you stay in Paramdham for a long time. We have discussed about different stages of Paramdham or how to spend as much time as possible in Paramdham. Because we just go and we come down. Through this, our sins would not be absolved. The cartload of sins on the head of the soul, they are not just going to go with your little yoga. You need a very strong, volcanic, fierce form of yoga. A fiery yoga. And that is only in Paramdham. So, going in Paramdham, staying there and maintaining that stage for a long time. We had discussed about the seven different stages or seven different ways where we can do yoga in Paramdham. First is, try to recall all the different names of Paramdham. Once you reach Paramdham, I, the soul, have come to Paramdham. So, what is this place? First step is, try to recall all the names. This is Brahmalok. I am surrounded everywhere by this Brahman. One. I am in the land of peace. This is Shanti Dham. I am experiencing that Shanti, that peace. I am peaceful. My father is ocean of peace and I am surrounded by this encompassing peace. I am in Nirvana, the land of Nirvana, in the world beyond sound. There is no sound, no speech, no communication. Nothing here. Absolute stillness. Absolute calm, absolute tranquility, such serenity. This is the stage of Paramdham, this is the place. So Nirvana Dham, this is Mukti Dham, Moksha Dham, this is Kaivalya. Jain Dharma realizes Kaivalya. Hindu Dharma talks about Moksha. Buddhism talks about Nirvana. All the three are here. I am in this land of liberation. I am a liberated soul. I am a free soul. I am a delivered soul. I have come to this stage of ultimate release. So I am in Nirvana Dham, Moksha Dham, Kaivalya Dham. Bring all these words and try to get stabilized in that word. Stay for some time in that word. I am in this incorporeal world, Nirakar, Nirakari world. I am in this temple of Shiva, Shivalaya. I am in this highest abode, Paramdham. I am in my sweet home. I was nostalgic. I was missing. I was homesick. Now I have come back to my home. See everything around. Oh, these are the so many souls around. My long lost and now found brothers and sisters. Brothers, not sisters. So, you get elated by just look at, as if you are in Paramdham and you are looking around so many souls. And then try and make a trip in Paramdham. There are different sections. Oh, this is a deity section. This is warrior section. This is this business. And these are those Shudras. So these are different sections. Then look at the different religions. Oh, there are so many different people around. Christ is somewhere. Muhammad is somewhere. You can have talk with them in Paramdham. This is just for some entertainment I am talking. But you try to spend time in Paramdham. as much time as possible. Recall different names of Paramdham. Soul world, home, sweet home. So, this is the first. Second, get situated in your own swarup, own form. Who I am? I am a point of light. I am a point of light. Conscient light. Infinitesimal light. I am that soul. I am knowledgeful. I am pure soul. I am peaceful soul. I am loveful soul, blissful soul, happy soul, and I am powerful soul. All the seven forms. Try to experience each form for some point of time. It's not that you just keep on repeating. It's not something like parrot repetition. No. Try. When you say, the moment you say, I am a blissful soul, try to experience I am Satchit Ananda Swarup. Knowledge, existence, bliss. I am Sat. I am Chit. I am Ananda. The moment you utter this word, I am Sat Chit Anand, get stabilized in that word. I am this. I am loveful. I am blissful. I am happy. Ever happy soul. I am knowledgeable soul. I am powerful soul. All powers are coming from above. This is the second stage. Third, try to see who is in front of you. He is the ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of purity, ocean of knowledge. All-powerful, supreme authority is in front of you. To try to see him in front of you and take all the powers from him. Everything what he is now coming to me. If he is a son of knowledge, all knowledge is coming to me. Or, there is one more thing you can do. He is the ocean of knowledge and I have plunged into this ocean and I am going deeper and deeper now. You can do this practice in Paramdham. I am diving deep into this ocean of love. He is ocean of love. I have gone. I am going inside. I am getting lost in that ocean of love. So, this practice. Next, you can try to have relationships with him there also. Because some people told me they do like this. I myself have not tried this much. Because that is a stage beyond words, feelings. It's like you have gone, you have done everything in the subtle world already. So, have all relationships. Next, get combined with him. He and I are one. There are not two now, only one. I have become one with him. So, he is ocean of love, I am ocean of love. He is ocean of peace, I am ocean of peace. He is ocean of knowledge, I am ocean of knowledge. To experience unity with him, to experience that combined form with him, this is another form of yoga. And Baba has told about this in so many Avyakta Murlis. He has conducted drills. Do this drill. That you are combined with Father. He is one with me. This stage of unity. Soul, and though we so say that souls do not get merged into Supreme Soul, but this is our yoga. We have to practice this. That I have got merged in him. Now there are no two entities, but one. My Father and I are one. The same thing which Christianity comes to. The bhakti also comes to the same. And the sannyas also comes to the same. Christianity, Christ ultimately says, my Father and I are one. He starts with, I am Son of God. My Father is in me and I am in my Father. Ultimately he ends with, my Father and I are one. Here all the devotees, they come to the same stage. They come to the same stage that we have got merged in all those gopikas and gopis of Vrindavan, they show that ultimately they themselves have become Krishna. They are behaving like him. Kama krodha nimale thai chezhala swayameva panduranga. That is the experience of the devotees. They feel that we have become him. He and I are one. Not two. Come to the sannyasa. Sannyasa, savikalpa samadhi, they cross and they reach nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi, same. Tujhi maji hoti ek jyoti. You and me now have become one. One flame, not two. So these are the three different stages in different religions. Come to Brahma Kumaris here, we are getting one with him. My Father and I are one. We have merged in him. We have become one with him. United, sanyuktas, this combined form. And Baba has very categorically used the word combined even while talking the Murli in Hindi. He has never used Sanyukta. He has not used Hindi word for that. He has used English word only. He has said combined with Baba. Even while telling Murli in Hindi, he is using most of the time in Hindi, English words. Because probably he feels this word is better than Hindi one. Come and bind. So, become one with him. Then the next stage in Paramdham is, he is up, we are below, and all powers are coming unto me, and from me they are going down on this earth, to all the souls of the world. This is the sixth stage. And seventh is, last stage in Paramdham, you see at this world Rama as a detached observer. Just as he is detached observer, just as he doesn't interfere anywhere. You see yourself coming down as a soul, assuming a deity costume, and then you are changing your body. How you are going down the ladder, how you are going around the cycle, how you are taking different forms, how you are going sometimes in male body, sometimes in female. Male, female, male, female, male, female. And now you come down, now I am in this body, in the present body. And how I got God, how I got invited, how I got introduced to Him, and how my new life has begun. Seeing everybody, everything from that stage of Paramdham. So, how much time you can spend in Paramdham by doing all of this? I think 1 hour easily you can spend. 1 hour is easily you can spend. Only thing is that don't come down in between. Don't come down and start thinking about business and other things. That's why I said this is Jwalamukhi or this is volcanic yoga, which everybody has to do. And that's what Baba is saying. See there, very close to Father, and give Sakash. The moment you are self-conscious, the moment you are situated in your own original form, Sakash starts moving out. You don't have to give Sakash. Though we say that give Sakash to the poor, give Sakash to the peaceless, the hopeless, the hapless, give Sakash to these and that. This is one thing. The moment we are soul-conscious, every Tom, Dick and Harry will get the Sakash. You don't have to do anything for that. Automatically they will get the Sakash. Sakash is nothing but rays, vibrations, beams, radiations. So, we are ancestral souls of the world, we are progenitor souls of the world, and if you do this practice, when they will come in contact with you, what Baba said, they will have that sense of apanapan, belongingness. They will feel that yes, they are us. They will feel that we have come to our family. They will feel that yes, we are the lost siblings of this family. We have come back to our family, back to our home. So that feeling we have to impart, give them. So this is what we have to do. So today, two drills. One is sit below the tree while doing anything. Even while you are eating, imagine I am sitting in that tree below here. And whatever I am eating, every morsel of food which I am taking inside, it is reaching out to all the souls of the world. Every iota of every morsel of food I am taking, it is going out to the hungry souls of the world. Not just hungry, all those souls, they are benefiting from this Brahma Bhojan which I am eating. With this pure consciousness when we sit and eat and when even while we drink, always have the thing that the responsibility of the entire tree rests upon me. I have to give sustenance to the entire tree. So, sit below the tree and give sustenance. Go to the Paramdham, have closeness with Father. It depends on how much Sakash you give, depends on how much close you are to the Father. So, be close to Him and give out the Sakash. So, these are the two experiments or drills which you have to do today. Om Shanti.